Part 4. The platform takes shape, and the design of the model, sections 4 and 5 of the paper. Chapter 4. The platform takes shape, July to August 2026. Feasibility. On July 18, 2026, the author asked a chatbot, point blank, whether the vision could be built from existing free components, and what he would need to develop it. The conversation and the weeks that followed record the pivot from research paper to engineering program. The project adopted the mission statement quoted earlier, make language computable at the concept level, and the author began scaffolding actual code. Schema files exist on disk dated July 17, 2026. The engineering specification. On July 24, 2026, the author consolidated the design into a 104-page engineering specification, version 2, subtitled Revised and Production Ready. It is the project's constitution, and it explains most of what later got built. First, the synset-centric principle, every lexical object must ultimately attach to a synset, a meaning, and the database is organized around meanings rather than spellings. Its worked example is the word bank, one word shape with several distinct meanings, the river bank, the financial institution, the verb to bank on something. Never one undifferentiated blob. Second, language tiers, the specification plan English, Spanish, French, Portuguese, Japanese, and Mandarin in a first launch tier, with Italian, Korean, and Vietnamese in a second. Note now, the paper returns to this, that the six languages which actually ship differ from that plan, the live six are English, Spanish, French, German, Portuguese, and Japanese. Mandarin and Italian are absent, German is present, and the substitution is nowhere explained in the surviving records and honest, unresolved question we will hear again in the final part. Third, the data model, an 11-table core that formalizes the December 2025 intuition languages, word forms, meanings, relations, sources, synsets, and supporting tables. Fourth, a 5-level alignment hierarchy, because automatic and manual linking differ in reliability, every stored link carries its confidence level, from explicit source-stated links down to heuristic guesses, the mature form of the December rule, zero heuristics, not no automatic linking, but labeled, honest linking. Fifth, a phase roadmap with gates, phases 0 through 5, each with an exit criterion. And a risk register, including a warning about Japanese-Chinese false friends, the Japanese word tegemai, built from the characters for hand and paper, means letter, the same two characters in Chinese mean toilet paper. A character that means daughter in Japanese, Nyuzu, means mother in Chinese. The specification also fixed a technology stack, an interface framework, Postgres, a search engine, a web front end, which the project would later simplify. By mid-August, the author was already questioning it himself. The July Journal. Around those days, the author's private journal records a related, more personal thread, his attempt to think through a universal semantic graph, a way of representing meaning that would work across programming languages, music theory, chemistry, and natural language. The most relevant passage reflects on what it would mean to render one semantic object in three languages at once, the same intuition as cat, gato, and Nico together. Tellingly, the journal's worked example of a language to be explained is the lingua mundi code zone schema for creating a language entry. By mid-July, the research vision and the actual code were already woven together in his mind. August, from schema to running system. August 2026 is when lingua mundi became a system. In early August, the author explored graph and knowledge representation options, ways to store knowledge for machines, and asked whether the interface really needs a heavy stack. On August 11, he explored integrating Maya languages, continuing the thread from that December message. On August 13, two design conversations. Settled the product shape, one on the technology stack for a linguistic API, one on a semantic interaction layer, the future bridge between knowledge and applications. From August 19 to 25, he built the Japanese demonstration, a compact offline database bundling Japanese dictionary data, so the concept-oriented design could be touched, queried, and shown to others. The sprint had a concrete audience. Representatives of the Japan Foundation were due at his university the following week, and the demonstration, together with the Furigana editor being renamed Shikibu, was prepared as a leave-behind product dossier. On August 23, asked for a one-paragraph description, he heard back a summary matching what the logs show him building. Rather than being just a Japanese dictionary or translation app, Lingua Mundi is intended to become a general linguistic intelligence layer. On August 24, the codebase moved into its permanent home as a proper repository, with daily backup snapshots beginning August 27. The lean stack decision that shaped everything. The most consequential technical decision of August is preserved verbatim. On August 13, the author pasted his own plan stack, an interface framework, a data table library, a fast analysis engine, Postgres, a graph extension, a search engine, a memory cache, a job queue, a JavaScript interface library, and containers, and asked, "Does the linguistic API really need this stack if it already runs on Postgres?" The answer he adopted: almost none of it was needed yet. Postgres alone could serve relational dictionary data, kanji, readings, conjugations, translations, full-text search, searching by matching words inside stored text, and even graph-style recursive queries. The correct rule: add technology when Postgres itself becomes the limitation, not, the plan says, graph database, therefore install a graph database. The advice concluded: your API's competitive advantage is not infrastructure. It is the linguistic data model and transformations you have built on top of the data. This decision, one relational database, one API framework, nothing else until measured need, is the direct ancestor of the performance architecture described later. When the database grew to 1.6 million word meanings and naive queries slowed to minutes, the author did not reach for a graph database or a search engine, he reached for Postgres materialized views, the bake, don't rederive pattern, and cut the slowest queries from over a minute to about 1 second on hardware from 2014. The lean decision is what made that optimization both necessary and possible. The human AI development method, in practice. Nearly every milestone is accompanied by a conversation log, the author thinks in dialogue. By August 2026, his method had stabilized. The human sets the direction and owns the data, every request is the author's own, every file is on his machine, every decision, including reversals like the lean stack question, is his. The AI models are specialized collaborators, one for research, critique, and audit, another for drafting and revision, and later as the engine beneath the studio's own automation, a third for long-horizon memory. The knowledge base began as that model's memory export. The record is kept, conversations are exported, code is snapshot, and from August 26, 2026, every working session is logged with dates and verification status. An adversarial review is built in, drafts are audited by a different model than the one that wrote them, and the audits are kept on file. Whether one calls this vibe coding or simply using the tools, the honest label matters. Lingua Mundi is a human-authored project built in deliberate, documented collaboration with AI assistance, and this paper is an artifact of the same method. Chapter 5. Design, the linguistic and mathematical principles of the model. Four kinds of objects, one space of meanings. The data model descends directly from the December 2025 pipeline and the July specification. In its mature form, it stores five core kinds of things. A language, one row per human language, keyed by its three-letter ISO code, with its name, its autonym, the name speakers call their own language, its family, and its writing script. Adding a language is, by design, adding one row plus datasets. There are no per-language tables anywhere, the schema-level expression of the interlingua idea. A lexeme, a word form in a specific language, the string cat, the string dotto, the Japanese for cat. A lexeme belongs to one language and carries a part of speech, noun, verb, adjective, and so on. A sense, one meaning of one lexeme is recorded by one dictionary, cat the animal sense from one source, cat the jazz musician sense from another. A lexeme typically has many senses. This is how the model represents polysemy, one word with several meanings, without collapsing them together. A sense may or may not yet be linked to a concept. The link field is empty by design, and an unlinked sense is kept, shown as an orphan, rather than guessed into place. A concept, a meaning, shared across languages, domestic cat, identified by its Princeton WordNet synset address. This is where multilingual alignment happens, Spanish gato, English cat, French chat, German katza, and Japanese niko can all point at the same concept, one star with many names. The concept table is the heart of the system, holding more than 96,000 rows. And a relation, a typed, directed connection between two concepts, domestic cat is a kind of feline, carrying a predicate, a confidence level, and a source. The database holds more than 171,000 of them. Around these sits provenance machinery, a source table recording where every dataset came from, its license, and its address, so no claim is ever unattributed. The alignment problem, and why it is not faked. The central intellectual problem of a multilingual map of meaning is alignment, deciding that this sense of this word in this language is the same meaning as that sense of that word in that language. Lingua Mundi's answer is to not decide it fresh. The open multilingual WordNet already states which of its synsets correspond to Princeton synsets, and the database imports those explicit mappings as its primary alignment layer. Where no explicit mapping exists, the five-level confidence hierarchy applies. Source-stated links rank highest, inferred links rank lowest, and are stored with their level, never silently promoted to fact. It is not that the system never guesses, it is that guesses are labeled as guesses, and that is what makes the database honest enough to grow. A wrong guess marked as a guess can be found and fixed. A wrong guess stored as fact poisons everything downstream. The same philosophy governs the granularity of languages. The ISO standard distinguishes real languages, not political boundaries, and the author has flagged one genuinely hard case, Korean, whose single code covers both the standard of the Republic of Korea and the standard of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The records show this flagged as an open modeling decision, a reminder that real language data resists neat one-roper language boxes. The graph, taxonomies, neighborhoods, and the long tail. Once senses are aligned to concepts and relations connect them, the database is a graph, more than 96,000 meaning nodes joined by more than 171,000 typed edges, the largest structure being the Isay taxonomy inherited from WordNet mammal, carnivore, feline, domestic cat, enriched by instance of, part of, and cross-language relations. Three mathematical facts shape the interface and the engineering. First, taxonomies are trees of meaning. Because every concept's parents are known, the system can answer what is this a kind of, and what are the kinds of this. Second, degree distributions are Zipfian. A few concepts animal, person, thing have enormous neighborhoods, while most have a handful of neighbors. This long tail is the shape Zip found in word frequencies. A small number of words account for most usage. Two design consequences follow. Ranking must exist, because you cannot show 30,000 meanings for one query, and it must be meaningful, so the interface ranks concepts by their sky brightness, a proxy for how important and well-connected a meaning is. Third, shortest paths are the natural translation route. Given two concepts, the graph can be searched for a connecting path. The measuring tool explores outward from both meanings at once, at most 10 steps deep, answering in milliseconds. Zip and the shape of dictionaries. Zip's law deserves one explicit mention, because it quietly explains the whole performance architecture. If word frequencies follow a power law, any dictionary is dominated by a short head of common words and an astronomically long tail of rare ones. For the database, most rows are rare words, most queries hit common words, and any query that must scan the whole table, rare words included, is catastrophically slower than one that starts from a pre-computed ranking. The bake, don't rederive pattern is a way of turning Zip's law from a performance enemy into a design tool. Bake the head, the ranking, the top words per concept once, and let the tail stay in the tables for the rare lookups that need it. Sky brightness, one ranking to rule the map. The interface's organizing metaphor is a star map, backed by an actual computation. Each concept is assigned a brightness, a numeric magnitude used to sort the sky, derived from how it stands in the multilingual graph, how many languages have words attached, how rich those word sets are, how prominent the concept is in the taxonomy. The database pre-computes a full ordering of all 96,000 plus concepts, so asking for the sky never requires sorting a million rows at request time. Two companion pre-computed views complete the system, one for per language rankings, and one baking in the top four words per concept per language, so enriching a star with its words is a lookup, not a search across 1.6 million meanings. Bounded work, the game designer's discipline applied to a database. The final design principle is borrowed from video games. A game renders a frame in 16 milliseconds no matter how large the world is, it budgets work per frame. Lingua Mundi applies the same discipline, bounded work per query, on an unbounded data space, because its hardware demands it. No request may scan the whole corpus, every request starts from an index or a baked view, the interface renders only when the user does something, results are paginated in stable windows. The next part shows the three performance walls this discipline hit and then the bug, the silent truncation that hit CAT. That closes part 4. Part 5 covers the architecture and the two infrastructure lessons.